From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
Computer hacker arrested. A California man was arrested on computer fraud charges after being accused of hacking and defacing tens of thousands of government, military, and business websites in the United States and around the world. According to a criminal complaint, 41-year-old Billy Anderson gained unauthorized access to the websites of the New York City Comptroller's Office and West Point's Combating Terrorism Center from 2015 to 2018. He allegedly used the online pseudonym Alpha Beta Virtual and modified the sites to display hacked by Alpha Beta Virtual at Free Gaza, at Free Palestine, or a combination of the three phrases. Hackers are known to use online pseudonyms to claim responsibility for cybercrimes. Anderson was accused of exploiting the security vulnerabilities of the New York City Comptroller's website in July of 2015. In October 2016, he allegedly defaced the website of an academic center of the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. Alpha Beta Virtual claimed responsibility for both hacks. The Comptroller's Office had to pay over $5,000 to fix the website, while West Point paid more than $7,000 to undo the damage. Hacking charges are sometimes brought against people who do not maliciously intend to cause any lasting harm. Individuals who are accused of hacking should contact a criminal defense attorney as soon as possible to protect their rights. Brill Legal Group has a successful track record of fighting hacking and other cybercrime charges, which can be exceedingly technical.
Your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.